Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where I interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. 4 questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Number one, a few sentences. Who are you? What do you do?
My name is Aaron Foyer. I'm the CEO of Valencia Risk. We're a cybersecurity company. What do we do? Well, we care about the space of cybersecurity. And to talk about what we do, it's important to talk about what we believe in, because it's who we are. We believe that privacy and security are fundamental rights, not just for the haves in the enterprises, but for the have-nots too. We are a cybersecurity firm that specializes in protecting mid-market critical infrastructure in cities from being hacked. We are the firm that is going to help organizations ensure that they've got the key controls and safeguards in place to protect their crown jewels.
Perfect, perfect, Eric. So question number two, good segue. How do I know I've been hacked? Go.
Bob, you don't always know that you've been hacked. One of the biggest challenges that we face around cybersecurity is the fact that hacking is a form of fraud, and it involves social engineering and complex interactions to try and change the behavior of individuals in sometimes very sophisticated ways. In many situations, we find out that we've been hacked weeks or even months after the hack has occurred. Whether it's a colonial pipeline situation where an intruder broke in through an unsecure remote access backdoor, or whether it's a whaling or a phishing type of attack where somebody sends an email to you and causes you to click on a link, the outcome of those types of exercises is that it can sometimes be difficult to know if you've been hacked. We have to deal with uncertainty. There are some things that we can do to make sure we understand whether we've been hacked or not. And that means making sure that you have good cybersecurity hygiene and making sure that you have the tools in place to detect what happens if there's a breach. We often say sleep with one eye open in cybersecurity because we've got to keep our eye on our surroundings at all times. And I like to think of it this way. There's an adage, if I can't prevent something from happening, I've got to be able to detect when it happens. So knowing if you've been hacked is one of the most important questions that organizations should be asking themselves. How can I figure out if my organization can be hacked is a really good way to ask that question. Okay. I would also say for mid-size organizations, we should make use of the good tools and resources that are already available out there. Don't go to industry looking for widgets before you've taken the steps to help yourself. So if you want to know, have I been hacked? Here's a good tip. Go to haveibeenpwned.com and type in all of your email addresses. You can register with it and it will alert you if your credentials have been used in a breach in the past associated with that email address. Another way to know, have I been hacked? Make use of some of the good open source guidance and tools that is available. I'm in Canada, you're in Vegas, and both sides of the border, we have amazing resources available, ranging from the Center for Information Security, CISA, all the way up to the Cyber Center organizations, and they all have resources and tools to be able to build out effective security programs, because building a security program is the best technique to figure out whether you've been hacked. It helps you actually understand how to put people, process, and technology together in a really meaningful way. So I like that question. It means a lot to me because mid-size organizations often don't know how to frame it appropriately. And by helping yourself, you're going to be much better engaged to protect your assets.
Perfect. I love that answer. That made a lot of sense there. Time for question number three. What other CEOs, founders, and executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
I want to shout out to the people that care about what they do. These aren't necessarily the business partners that make the best money. These are the partners who care about the space that they're in. And this is about passion and it's about belief in protecting what's valuable. So I want to shout out to three people. I want to shout out to my colleague, Renee Gutman. Renee cares about the mid-market and cares about helping the have-nots in the organization. A Fortune 500 CISO who has chosen to work with Valencia and our partners because she wants to help cities, critical infrastructure, and hospital. Shout out to Renee. I want to shout out to my colleague, Rima Aristocrat. She is an educator who has helped bring a new generation of penetration testers and security analysts into the market in a much complicated and sophisticated fashion. And I want to shout out to one of my partners, Dan Fortier. He's the head of the Ottawa Airport Authority, and he inspires me through the leadership and the integrity that he brings out. So the types of people that I shout out to are the ones who give me inspiration because I admire their ethics, their value, and the way that they go about their business. Those three people are great shout outs.
Perfect. I'll look them all up there. Number four, final fun question, Aaron. Tell me about your most epic sale.
You know, to me, a win is where you move the mark. Did we help an organization actually get better at what they were dealing with end to end? And I think one of the best wins that I could share with you folks is when one of the national capitals up here in Ottawa, the national capital, was hacked by Anonymous. Website was taken down and they were brought back up online with a dancing banana. Anonymous was upset that the national capital in here was apparently going after the wrong people in an investigation and they fell afoul of their political motivations. The win for me was, first of all, getting into that critical infrastructure space, because municipalities are where it's at. That's where we get our traffic, our transit, our water, sometimes our hospitals and our critical services. And the win for me was being able to help a municipality understand how important it is to do effective incident response and how important it is to recognize that the state of cybersecurity is not what it was 5 years ago. We've got to run on this treadmill to be able to keep up end to end. Those wins where you can move the mark, change behavior, and help organizations make use of the tools that are available out there, the practices that are already out there, is super valuable. A win for me is a client who is able to get high value out of the work that they need and not pay for things that are already available or that are too costly and not practical for them.
Right. That's a great answer, Aaron. I love how you face that there. So, Aaron, you've got 1 minute and 45 seconds left. You can do some promo time. Ask me a question, talk about the weather, whatever you want, weekend and early. I am flexible, go.
I want to talk for 1 minute about what ransomware is looking like in 2022, 2023, because it is not going away. And while I am a cyber optimist, I want us all to be realistic about the fact that cybersecurity, ransomware, and fraud are connected in a way that's going to be with us forever. So we are no longer talking about surviving ransomware. We are talking about living with ransomware. And for your viewers and members who are interested in understanding that, it means you've got to shift the way that you think about cybersecurity to the way that you think about physical security. You do fire drills in your building, you need to do simulations in your cyber environment. You put an extinguisher up in your kitchen, well, guess what? You need really good security controls across your digital kitchen too. Think about cybersecurity the same way you think about fire safety, and you're going to get yourself a leg up.
Perfect. Love it there. You have 40 seconds left. You want to add anything else, or we can end early?
I think that your audience can spend those 30 seconds and going looking up valuable resources. Go and look up CISA. Go and look up the Canadian Center for Cybersecurity. Look up Microsoft and look up Netflix and IBM security practices. And if you could do one thing after listening to this podcast, turn on multi-factor authentication.
Perfect. You pulled it off, Aaron. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Aaron, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Well, if I turn my head sideways and squint just the right way, it looks like Bob.
It does look like Bob. Aaron, say your website real quick.
It's valenciarisk.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Aaron, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Mine too. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure there. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you tomorrow.